If you're looking for a comic strip generator or a cartoon generator, then ToonDo ought to be quite near the top of your list. In addition to being very powerful and highly featured, it's also easily accessible, so it doesn't have a steep entry requirement for young people. Having created your account, start off with choosing one of the templates. It might be a single page that you're using, or it might be multiple panels on a single page, so choose the layout that suits your needs best. If you're telling a complex story, you might want multiple panels, or if you want to keep it simple, straightforward, just a couple. If you're offering this to your students and you're doing it in a single lesson, then it might be an idea to keep it as simple as possible, because there's an awful lot of choice in, so you need to be very clear guidance that you give. Although, if you offer it to them and allow them some freedom, maybe to work on later, I think you'll find that they'll enjoy doing it so much that they'll be prepared to spend that extra time. So you've got a template, it's blank, you need to add characters. Each of the characters that you can add comes from a very extensive gallery. The gallery is arranged thematically, so you can choose men or women or unusual characters. Similarly, backgrounds, to set them in a context, there's a variety of backgrounds, once again, arranged thematically. So it can be indoors, outdoors, and various other things. You've got a load of props, clip art and special categories, each of which again is arranged thematically, so it's a really vast library of resources that you've got. Importantly, because it's going to be probably going to include some text, there are some different types of thought or speech bubbles, and each of those, when you put it onto the canvas, is editable, so you can resize it to keep it out the way of the imagery. You can also edit the tail and decide where that fits with on, but get it pointing to your character's mouth if it's a speech bubble, for example. All of that's easily done. Each of the character's backgrounds and clip art that you put on is editable. Once it's on your panel, you can make it bigger, smaller, flip it, rotate it, move it forwards and backwards in the layers, delete it if you decide you don't want it. And things like characters can also be edited for emotion, so they come with a different gallery of emotions as well, and postures too. You can even upload photos, so if you've got some photos that you've taken of maybe of a classroom or in school, you can use those as backgrounds. Any of the characters or clip art can be added to your gallery if it's something that you use often. When you come to saving it, there's lots of options. You can print it out, you can go old school, or there's embed codes. You can choose whether or not it's public or private or just shared with certain people. So all of the different things you'd hope for.